God, you're back. This is fantastic. I'm Claire Bottomley and I'm your host, and this certainly is the recruiting superhero. Yep, you're excited, I'm excited. And if you can't wait anymore, go ahead, listen, and let me know what you think. In this episode, I talk about an article I wrote in 2019 discussing engagement for new candidates and their journey. In 2020, although we have COVID-19, I still think it's completely relevant. Have a listen. Also, if you really like the show, don't forget to follow and share. Your support really helps. This is not an article just for the sake of it. This is based on conversations with candidates and my thoughts on how people still love people and how businesses can improve their acceptance offer ratio just by changing one thing: how you make people feel. As a business, how do you stand out and attract the best humans to your pack? Are your hiring efforts standing out from your competitors? And what are the passive candidates really looking for when approached for a new role? Now, you may have the most amazing job and perks in the world, but if you have no candidates to make these jobs valuable, you have nothing. Recruitment is still a candidate-driven market, and I believe this is so much more the case now. I think one of the main focuses is candidate experience and how they are engaged throughout the whole hiring process. Let me explain. Life is all about the experience, how someone or something makes you feel, right? I love using the following situation as a clear example. So, you head to a restaurant for the first time. Food was out of this world, but service was not so great. As in, no smiles, no direction, poor communication, and lack of personal engagement. You just felt you were shuffled to your table and were an annoyance at just being there. However, the food was amazing. Everything was perfect and you could have ordered more. So based on that one point, would you return to that restaurant? So what do we have? We have really, really bad service, but good food. The likelihood that you're returning to that restaurant is pretty low. Be honest with yourself. It is. Because if you just blurted out yes, you really do need to think again. Take yourself back to a time where people have made you feel really bad. Do you really want to feel that again? Because I know when people make me feel really bad, I have no interest in feeling that again, no matter how good their cooking skills are. Why would I put myself in a lion's den? Anyway, my point being, are you likely to go back and give it a second chance? Are you likely to believe that the service will change the next time, or will you not bother based on the fact that everything signals bad management and an unhappy working environment? It will be the latter in well over 60% of people. Now let's look at it from the other side. You went to the restaurant and the service was right from the moment you walked in the door, everything was awesome. The staff greeted you with a smile and an inviting welcome. You were guided to your seat and you immediately felt like part of the restaurant. Your whole aura was being lifted by this experience and you felt good. Then you ordered food, and although every part of your experience was great, the food wasn't. The likelihood of you going back is actually still high. Why is that? Because you will say in your head, maybe they were having a bad day, we can try it again. Perhaps they were overstretched tonight. Basically, you will think of all logical and plausible solutions as to why the food might not be great. If the people and environment make you feel unwelcome, you are unlikely to return. In summary, if someone invites you into their space to talk, eat, or whatever, and when you arrive at that space, they treat you poorly, or it was just not very inspiring or happy, you will leave or just won't return. There are so many good spaces out there to be in. This is what I'm talking about when I say, if you're hiring for new people, focus on the whole candidate experience. Do you know that a staggering 70% of candidates will turn down an offer if they have a bad hiring experience? The recruitment experience from start to finish needs to be fully thought out. It needs direction, understanding, engagement. Everything needs to be taken care of right from the moment you start writing that job spec to the candidate's first day, and in all honesty, throughout their whole employment. Remember, hiring is not just one process. It's a complete journey that just keeps on going. I have never heard of any holiday site selling really bad journeys or getaways up for grabs. They are not catching on, surprisingly. People want the good stuff, and they will be looking for this over and over again. Every process helps candidates make a decision on whether to accept an offer or not. Every tiny piece of it. It's not just, oh, the salary and location seems good, I'll take it. Funny enough, humans nowadays know what they want, so why poke them with a stupid stick? If you make people feel really bad, uninspired and bored, you actually have nothing. You can honestly have all the free fruit, cycle schemes, breakfast clubs and super duper shares on offer, but they mean nothing if you make people feel bad, uninspired and bored. In truth, no one likes honesty, but if that honesty actually makes you take a good hard look at yourself and your business, then honesty is a really good thing to hear. So in short, look hard at your hiring journey, regardless of COVID-19, and decide if it hits the mark. There are loads of steps to think about. It will certainly be something I will be looking at in my current role, and also ask my clients to look for improvements in. Are we offering the best hiring journey? This should always be your question, every single day. If you like what you heard, please remember to follow and share.